Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
So how are the steaks coming?
Perfect. The annual pre-fishing trip barbecue is off to a great start.
So this is a tradition?
Yeah. The barbecue kicks off Man Week.
Technically, Man Week doesn't start until they leave to go fishing tomorrow morning on Testosterone Tuesday.
You see, for the rest of the year, I'm a caring, sensitive, 90s kind of guy. But for this one week, I revert to being a hunter-gatherer warrior barbecuer.
Luther, the coals are fine. We don't need any more lighter fluid.
I don't care. I'm tired of waiting.
That's still not done.
Any luck, this year we're going to be able to mount another one of these after our fishing trip.
You know, Christine, I was married to a man like this once, and it starts with a fish. And before you know it, in your formal dining room, there's a giant stuffed furry thing doing this.
Christine, what are you doing during Man Week?
Enjoying No Man Week.
Well, I know what we should do. Have you heard of the Palmetto Spa?
Heard of it. People Magazine did a whole spread on it.
I know. I was the one in the mud mask next to Victoria Principal. So, what do you say? Shall we go?
I've never been to a spa. What do you do there?
Oh, it's heaven. The entire day you're pampered. They will cater to your every need. You have manicures and pedicures and facials and yoga classes and mineral baths. And
boy, is that ever the opposite of Man Week?
Yeah, that's right. We don't wear mud masks. We waller in mud. Man Week is about getting back to nature, fending for yourself, conquering the wilderness.
I like to try yoga, but I've always had this fear of getting my legs stuck over my head.
Well, their yoga classes are mainly breathing and stretching. It's hardly any exercise at all. I loved it.
See, there's a difference between men and women. Men need to test their limits.
Well, so do women. So, let's test the limits of this gold card. Ladies?
I'm there.
Do they have childcare?
Oh, the best.
I'm there.
This'll be so fun. It'll be a ladies' week.
Mm-hmm.
What about me?
Well, I thought you were going fishing.
No, he's not going fishing. How it doesn't go is because he doesn't like fishing.
I don't go fishing because I've never been asked.
Well, I knew it was one of the two.
Do you want to go fishing, Howard?
Well, I have to go somewhere. Everybody else is leaving.
I won't be any trouble.
Please take him, Hayden.
All right, Howard, you can go.
Oh, thank you! Thank you! I get to go on Man Week!
Shirley, hurry up and finish. We've got to get home and start sewing name tags inside all my clothes.
Howdy, Jeb.
Howdy.
Luther, is this the cabin you rented for us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cabin number 12, the Glade View.
Can we see one of the other cabins?
Not without scuba gear. Swamp took them.
Is this what it looked like in the brochure?
The brochure?
We here at Everglades Shores find that the brochure works against us.
Hayden?
Yeah?
Are all the places you stay in this rustic?
Well, this is kind of pushing the rustic envelope, Howie, but that's what Man Week is all about.
Is this sickening smell part of what Man Week's all about, too?
I don't know what that smell is.
That's swamp gas.
According to my field guide, it's a byproduct of rotting vegetation.
Oh, if they could only bottle that.
Yeah. Bit of information. I'm not seeing a bathroom.
Oh, your bathroom is the great outdoors.
You're joking.
Nope, but there's lots of bugs, so swat before you squat.
We didn't come here to sleep on satin sheets anyway. We came here to swear and spit and pee on trees. That's what men do on fishing trips. And you may call this place a dump, but I love it. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I came here to be one with nature.
I think you are, Luth. There's a leech on your neck.
Well, get him off! Get him off!
Jed, if you're heading back, I forgot something at home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't help you. I'm going deeper into the swamp, back to my place. None of this fancy fol-de-rol for me.
Hold it. You don't have a phone.
Howard, there is never a phone in a fishing cabin. We came here to get away from all that. No phone, no refrigerator, no TV, no radio. I mean, okay, usually there's glass in the windows, but heck, that might impede the flow of swamp gas.
Well, what happens if someone gets hurt?
Oh, not a problem. One of you gets in the boat, paddles upriver about 7 miles till you get the remains of cabin number 8. You take the rifle out from underneath the floorboard, and you fire it in the air 3 times. If the wind's from the east, I'll probably hear you paddle over to Potterville and call Doc Winston over in Canebrake. With any luck, he'll be right out.
With any luck?
Well, he and his missus are going through a rough times now, and she doesn't always give him his messages.
Oh, God.
Well, y'all have a good time. Checkout time is 12 noon. Please leave the cabin in the condition you found it.
Good news, ladies. We have some guilt-free desserts for you today. Fresh fruit, or would you prefer a medley of homemade sorbets?
Well, I couldn't possibly have another bite. I'm stuffed.
I'm not.
Thank you.
So what's next?
Well, I don't know about you two, but I have an appointment with Lars.
Who's Lars?
He gives the best massage this side of Denmark.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Maybe after my tennis lesson.
What about you, Shirley? Why don't you take the massage appointment after mine?
I don't know. Isn't it odd having a strange man touching you?
I don't understand the question.
I can't imagine getting a massage from any man other than Howard.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Lars, I am ready for you.
On the other hand, Howard always says it's important to try new things.
These hours of fishing, we didn't catch a thing.
I'm pretty sure I caught malaria.
Howard, you're getting mud all over the cabin. I'm going to lose my cleaning deposit. Take off your boots.
My boots are off.
He lost them when he fell in the swamp.
I did not fall. I lost my balance when that hummingbird attacked me.
Howard, that wasn't a hummingbird. That was a mosquito.
Don't worry, Howard. Mosquitoes here don't carry malaria.
Oh, boy. That's a relief.
They just carry yellow fever, encephalitis, hepatitis, basically all the itises.
That's the worst day of fishing I've ever had.
Me too.
Howard, you've never been fishing before. I mean, you screamed when I handed you that nightcrawler.
Well, you just don't spring something like that on a person.
You do when you go fishing. Now listen, You untangle that line or you're not going to go fishing again with us tomorrow.
Really?
I want a good stiff drink and a cigar and just put this day behind me.
I only brought wine.
Well, open a bottle of wine.
Box.
You brought a box of wine?
A bottle of drink. I was thinking ahead.
Well, then open a box.
All right. Oh, gosh. Something chewed through it.
Could have been a swamp rat.
There's some left, but I wouldn't.
Do we have food?
Yeah, I brought steak.
Great, great. Cook them up.
Well, see, now that's another thing. It doesn't seem to be a grill, and there's no electricity. I noticed that the swamp doesn't have any dry wood. Did you guys know that?
So we don't have any food?
Yeah, I got food. I brought a deli platter. I got chips. I got a Spam luncheon meat. I got Slim Jims.
Oh, geez, listen, when I used to pack for these things, I used to have three coolers filled with hams and cheeses and smoked oysters.
I don't want to hear about all the wonderful fishing trips in man weeks past. I've only been on this one. And so far, all I have seen is a vision of hell that Dante only wished he had the talent to describe.
You guys aren't giving this place half a chance. It's beautiful here. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Okay, let's sing.
Oh, man.
Did you know a water moccasin could be as thick as a man's arm?
Well, come on, Dauber. Quit reading from that book.
I'm not. I'm looking at one through the floorboard.
Apparently, we have dates for the evening. Well, that kind of puts a capper on man's week, doesn't it?
Okay. I'll be in the boat.
What about your stuff?
The helmet. Oh, my God! There's an alligator in our boat!
What are you talking about?
What a...
God, it is an alligator. Yep.
My God, we're gonna die.
We're not gonna die. An alligator ain't nothing but a big fat lizard. I say we get some long sticks and just poke at him until he leaves the boat. It's not like we can't outrun him.
When lunging for prey, an alligator can move as fast as a thoroughbred horse.
Yeah, well, how come they don't have alligator races?
I imagine it's hard to find jockeys.
We're going to die.
Come on. This isn't helping things. Now, what we got to do, you guys, is take stock of the situation and figure out our options. We're on an island in the middle of a swamp, miles from civilization, with no way of contacting the outside world.
Our boat is being held hostage by a huge man-eating reptile.
Yeah, but there's only one of him and there's four of us.
So he has four options. Appetizer, entree, dessert, snack for later.
Oh, come on. That alligator out there has one of the most primitive minds on the face of this planet. Now, what all we gotta do is just outthink him. What would your basic drive be if you had a brain the size of a pea? Luther?
Food.
Great. We throw him the steaks.
Hey, that should lure him out of the boat. And he'll fill his belly, and with any luck, he'll swim away.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Those steaks were real expensive. I say we start with a Slim Jim.
We're going to throw him the steaks, the Slim Jims, the potato chips, the Spam. And if that doesn't work, we're going to throw him you. Right. You ready? Throw it all along the shore.
Jeez. He's not moving.
He closed his eyes.
Hey, wake up.
Soup's on.
Well, something's moving out there.
Oh, it's a cute little raccoon.
Look, he found a candy bar. Oh, he holds it just like a funny little man. Oh. He swallowed the little man.
Fur and all.
Chewed him all up.
Actually, alligators don't chew. They only eat things they can swallow whole.
Hey, that's good for us. We're too big to swallow whole.
Well, that's true, but with prey our size, they simply grab hold of an arm or a leg and rotate their bodies until a suitable-sized chunk is torn off.
I did not know that.
I'm just going to tear off one more little chunk.
Oh, this bread is delicious, isn't it?
Everything is.
Now, I have to admit, as perfect as this little getaway has been, every time I go back to my beautiful room with the flowers and the fireplace, I miss Hayden.
I miss Luther, too.
I have to go. I don't want to miss Lars.
He's an eating machine.
One raccoon, 4 steaks, 10 Slim Jims, can of Spam. Oh, and a possum.
It's amazing when you don't chew how fast it goes.
Excuse me, I know I'm not the outdoorsman you three are, but I've dealt with a few stray kittens in my time. And I've learned that feeding an animal is not the way to get rid of it!
Howard, the plan was to get him out of the boat, and he's out of the boat.
Yes, and now...
He's right out of the boat! Slathering ourselves with meat tenderizers.
Hey, hold it. I thought something might be helpful. It says here you could put an alligator into a trance by gently rubbing his tummy while he lays on his back.
Well, that's great. You train him to roll over. We'll take it from there.
Well, at least he's trying to come up with ideas to get us out of here.
No, I think the only idea we got is just to wait him out.
Since an alligator can lie in wait motionless for its prey for days.
Well, what if he doesn't want to do that? What if he wants to attack?
Oh, hey, listen to this. It says that an alligator's mouth closes with tremendous force, but the muscles used to open it are very weak.
And that little fun fact helps us how?
Don't you see, if we can get him to chomp down on something, then we can hold his mouth and we can tie it shut with a rope.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble keeping up. Exactly is he chomping down on?
Nobody. He's chomping down on food. Do we have anything left?
We must have something. Crackers or chips. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a 5-pound salami. I wonder how that got in there.
I cannot believe this. You've been hoarding food?
Well, I'm sorry, I panicked. I had visitors starving to death out in the swamps. I've never gone this long without eating.
It's been 20 minutes.
Well, it seems like half an hour.
I'll get it.
Oh, my God!
He's right outside.
Okay, I say we go with Dauber's plan.
Dauber was going to answer the door, and now he's the brains of the operation?
He's got the only plan that might work, Howard.
The one with the chomping, the holding, and the tying, or the one with the flipping and the rubbing?
The first one.
Oh, okay, now, the strongest guy should be in charge of holding the alligator's mouth, right?
Right.
Okay, that'll be you and Hayden.
Good call.
Okay.
And somebody's got to tie up his jaws. Who's good with ropes?
I'll get the rope.
Okay, loose.
I'm not going to be part of something so totally stupid.
Oh, that ship has sailed, okay? Now, here's what happens. We fling open the door. He sees the salami. He rushes in. And we jump him.
We jump him?
Yeah, we got the element of surprise.
All he has is the element of being an alligator.
Ah, come on. Howard, you get the rope. Dauber and I, as the jaw holders, will position ourselves on either side of the door. Everybody, into position. Let's go. Here you go, Liz. All right.
This doesn't seem fair.
Luther! You stand right there and you hold your salami like a man. That's what Man Week is all about. We're going to be tested as few men have. If we get through this, and we will get through this, I think we can walk out of here a little taller,
providing no one's missing a leg.
Okay, on three, I'm going to fling open Luther. I'm gonna fling open the door in three,
Wait a minute.
Free!
Wait a minute. It's not out there.
Turn your light.
What? He's gone.
Maybe he's in the boat.
No, I don't see him anywhere.
I think we see you. He's gone.
He's gone. You sure?
Yep.
Well, if he's gone, let's get the hell out of here.
No, I don't think we should take a step until we find out where he is.